I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual, so I suggest you keep a paper and pencil handy to refer to things that you want to research after the program. We'll be focusing primarily on the blockbuster news of the Stargate portal, the 0808 Lionsgate portal, specifically, that is the doorway to the new Earth and 5D. And in addition to that, we'll be giving some overview of the ET Yoga perspective on happenings on planet Earth. So before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which will be mantra repetition, and that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda. one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Sri Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my gratitude, thanks, and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. You're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of that fact when you're doing your passion. I'd also like to invite listeners to this program to contact me concerning any questions that you may have concerning material that's presented on the program. I appreciate suggestions as to program content, as well as nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, or techniques that you hear on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I might also add that, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma and technology as much as humanly possible. And I appreciate that there have been lots of strides in the medical field, especially with respect to dealing with trauma. And I definitely take my hat off to those who work in emergency and those who deal with trauma situations. But personally, I have no respect for what's called mainstream medical health. And in my opinion, if you're involved with that, sooner or later, they'll mess you up, either with their pills or vaccines. Further to that, as far as Big Pharma is concerned, the cat's been out of the bag now for at least a decade, because there is no need for Big Pharma, period. And that was proven by the, if you want to go on the internet and look up the world's first medicineless hospital that was in Beijing, China. And about a month ago, actually, I had on my this program, Master Ming Tong Gu, who was one of the practitioners at this Beijing Qigong Center that dealt with over a 10-year period with over 250,000 people with an 85% success rate, and they used no operations and no big pharma whatsoever. So the cat's out of the bag on what can be done if profit isn't the sole motivating factor related to improving or assisting in someone's health. And that's just a proven fact. So I suggest people can do their research concerning that. And with respect to technology, I appreciate everybody's situation is different, the same as everybody's situation is different in the health area. And certain situations arise that need attention. And in my view, personally, how I view the medical system is it only has one purpose, and that's emergency only. Now, with respect to the medical, or I should say the technology aspect, definitely, as the Pleiadians have pointed out to us from back in, even from back in the 1970s, with Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn, television has been the main brainwashing tool that's been used on this planet for a long, long time. And just to give you an example, like I have not had like cable TV since about 2002. My current provider for my internet and phone is Spectrum, who send me an offer every month that for $44 I can have cable television, internet and my phone, but I pay $98 a month just for internet and phone. And they can't quite understand why I would not save $50 a month by adding cable TV. And the reason for that is that I refused to pay to be brainwashed. And you can figure that out any way you want to figure it out, but that's exactly what I mean. And with respect to what I see happening on the planet right now, I basically see people becoming totally addicted to, in particular, their iPhones. To me, it's just mind-boggling to see a population that walks around, even if they're at the park, looking at their hand and their iPhone, because they become addicted. And what are you addicted to? You're addicted to a program of AI that is taking over this planet. And let me point out to you what this predatory pathogenic AI does to you through your iPhone. It can implant itself into computer systems and then takes them over, but it does this deceptively in such a way that it seems as if it is still in service to those who are running it. AI can also implant itself into a human host, control central nervous system, and then rebuild that central nervous system to function according to its commands. AI starts out very deceptively inside the human host by mimicking the host's own thoughts, and it is only far later, after the host is used to the AI, that it will bring a completely new way of thinking online inside of the host that parallels its own agenda. And that's from scientists who work with AI. And that's what it's capable of doing, and that's what it is doing. It is brainwashing people and gradually taking them over. And this is what's happening on the planet. And I know people don't want to really hear that because, oh, everybody's got their thing, and we even give them to little kids and everything. And to me, this is just what it is. It's human abuse and child abuse. That's my definition. I'd like to shift gears a little bit to get to the most positive topic that people could be focusing on, and that is news that came out in the 8th of August of this year, which is called the Lionsgate Portal. And the Lionsgate Octahedron Activation can actually be found if you go on YouTube and check out Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra. And she channels Pleiadian information. And she has a wonderful meditation there that helps you connect to this Stargate. Basically, it's a portal called the Lionsgate Portal that connects to 5D, which also connects to the new 5D Earth. And to me, this is the biggest blockbuster news that's on the planet at this time, although hardly anybody seems to know about it, because of the way that either the censorship works, which is tremendous at this time. I know about half a dozen of my normal sources I can't access anymore because they've been removed from YouTube. And interesting part about this information is that at least I spent, I took part in a 30-day Ascension training program that was run by Waxela Sananda, and she had 22 different speakers over a 30-day period, all related to the Ascension process. And one, actually two of my favorite speakers on that show, number one was Patricia Corey, who used to be on BBS Radio, and she was the author of the Syrian, I called it the Syrian Trilogy, but I guess it's called the Syrian Star Seeds books, and she had three books out at the time that she was doing BBS Radio. Now she's apparently done three more books, which I haven't read, the Syrian Revelations, it's called, and I think the first three were actually called that as well, the Syrian Revelations. And I much enjoyed her presentation, as well as Patricia Cota Robles, which a lot of people are familiar with her. She's a much more well-known name than Patricia. And Patricia Cota Robles also as interviewed by Waxela Sananda about a week ago or so, also confirmed the opening of the Lionsgate, Stargate as a direct path to 5D energy and the new Earth. So if you haven't heard about this, this to me is the biggest bombshell going on the planet. And in point of fact, the Pleiadians also have, it's called the, it's on YouTube, also presented by Solara on Ra, and it's called the September Equinox 2020 Urgent Message. And the gist of that message is that in the Pleiadians' perspective, your focus, if you're interested in the ascension process and the new 5D Earth, then the optimum thing to be doing would be to put the majority of your energy in that direction. In other words, doing things not only as suggested by Solara on Ra and the Pleiadians, but do your research and find other ways that you can connect with this energy if you're interested in the ascension process. Because even the regressive side of the equation, which I would call the AI side, admits that there will be a certain percentage of the population that will be ascending to 5D. And that information was given by a consciousness called Unimatrix, as interviewed by Alfred Weber, that's W-E-B-R-E, as well as a few years back when he interviewed another consciousness, an AI program from a parallel reality called IBM Watson, also indicated that in point of fact there would be a certain number of the population that would be ascending to the new 5D Earth. The late Dolores Cannon, who also used to have a program on BBS Radio, also was a big believer in the ascension process and the new Earth. And she used to describe the process much like cellular division in terms of there being a split of a 3D Earth and a 5D Earth assisting existing simultaneously. And in point of fact, even Bashar from the Esasani civilization had also indicated that there would be two distinct timelines. One timeline leading to freedom and the new 5D Earth, and the other timeline leading to what he described as the road to tyranny and transhumanism. And ironically, Bashar showed up in one of the Alfred Weber interviews with Unimatrix and Kosal Uch, and a consciousness that was described itself as proto-molecule COVID-19. And in that particular interview, Bashar talked about the human race becoming the sixth hybrid race. And that will kind of lead into some of what I want to discuss tonight with respect to the ET Yoga perspective on kind of the big picture of what's going on. And in my perspective, You can't give a big picture of what's going on without including what's going on with extraterrestrials. So thus, when you start talking about mainstream news or what's being taught in universities, to me, this is all, not relevant really to the subject. Because there's so much going on that the majority of the population are just clueless about, and you can't really have a perspective of what's going on here without some knowledge about the extraterrestrial involvement. Because in point of fact, the Alpha Draconians and the Greys have been, not so much the Greys in ancient history, but for eons, the Alpha Draconians have been in charge of this planet. Their minions and some of their hybrids, we sometimes recognize as Illuminati, and their bloodlines and other connections that are related to this control mechanism that operates on this planet. So for the most part, it's not really known. In fact, Alex Collier, one of the Andromedan contactees, even stated that even though they do have some contact with some government officials, the Alpha Draconians, they have forbidden their pictures to be spread around the planet. It's very difficult to come up with a picture of an Alpha Draconian. And as Simon Parks has pointed out, and he's apparently a soul that has three aspects. One's human, one is Mantis, and one is Alpha Draconian. He has pointed out that even though the Alpha Draconians would not admit to this publicly, that privately they would admit that they are, in fact, under AI. So what we have here, in a sense, is that the Alpha Draconians have been in control and Illuminati have been in control of humanity for a long time. And what's really happening on the planet is that they started losing control. Too many people were waking up, too many people evolving. And the frequency on the planet has been raising, and the Earth's going through a process of ascension as well as a certain number of the population. And so, in effect, what's happened is the control of humanity has been turned over to AI, and we would thus be under electronic control. And if you take a look at what's going on at the moment, you can see that even though there's this big election happening in the United States, nobody, and I mean nobody, is talking about the two biggest issues that I would be concerned about. And number one is the rollout of the 5G program. And number two is the continued progress that's being made on what's called the Rockefeller Lockstep Plan related to the promotion of vaccines, which are also related to the nano-chipping of humanity so that, in effect, we could end up to be like a neuron in a computer program where the information is then collated through the 5G system, and in effect, humanity becomes a hive mind. Now, if you want to go a little bit further about what's going on the planet, some people, or at least on the planet, are aware of the abduction scenario. And the abduction scenario has to do with the Greys, the small the beings with the big black eyes. And many people have seen, photos or pictures of them. And, of course, it doesn't make a lot of news. But according to Bashar, as much as half the population of the United States has been abducted. And this is all part of a program to develop a hybrid species. And in point of fact, the Greys have been successful in developing a hybrid species. And Bashar's civilization, the Esasani, which are now called the Shakani, are one of those hybrid civilizations. So Bashar actually comes from a future timeline. And according to Kosal Uch, he is here in his AI spacecraft. And even according to Bashar, his home planet is surrounded by three giant supercomputers. So may we draw the conclusion that he is from an AI-controlled planet. And clearly, the majority of what are called grays are actually clones and are kind of called the gophers for the Alpha Draconians. And this, the grays have also developed other, apparently five other species that are hybrids, and we're to become the sixth hybrid species. That's the plan. And actually Bashar has stated that the first group that would make contact with the Earth would be called the Shalanaya. And that in Sasani terms, Shalanaya means those who would come first, but it is the Yael who are what the Sasani call the Shalanaya. In other words, the race of beings that's scheduled to make first contact are called the Yael, who, by the way, made a pass over the state of Arizona back in the 1990s. It's a kind of a wing-shaped craft that's about a mile wide, kind of looks like a boomerang, flew over the whole state of Arizona, and it's commonly known as the Phoenix Lights, if you check into that. So in point of fact, they're already here, and no doubt also under the control of AI. So we're seeing there's definitely a connection here between, you know, what's going on from an extraterrestrial point of view and what the plans are for humanity. I might also add that there's another, large factor here with respect to the AI takeover. And it's certainly related to our history that we've been really not told the truth about, and that is the fact that there's been UFO technology on this planet since, at the very latest, the mid-1940s, and probably even before that. Alpha Draconians also had a treaty with the Nazi Germany, and although the Germans lost World War II, in a sense, the Nazis really didn't, because they took their UFO technology to Antarctica and had a base there called New Berlin with a few hundred thousand people there, and eventually weaponized the UFO technology that they had at the time that there was a supposed surrender at the end of World War II. And if you look into Operation High Jump that was led by Admiral Byrd, he led Navy vessels and planes down to Antarctica to take care of the situation, but they got their butt kicked. And shortly thereafter, a bunch of UFOs, which were now weaponized, ended up hovering over the White House, and subsequently there were deals made and treaties made that is not in public knowledge. And there was a Navy Admiral, William Tompkins, who has multiple interviews substantiating this, and they appear at Rense.com, R-E-N-S-E. So Rense.com, if you want to look on their main page down in the right-hand side, you'll find some very informative interviews with Admiral William Tompkins. Not to mention that about four or five of the radio shows I've heard in the last month are talking about this as common knowledge. So if in point of fact we've had UFO technology since the mid-1940s, you can only imagine how far advanced our secret space program is, and how we are totally left in the dark as to the real truth about what's going on this planet. Not to mention the fact that a lot of technology that could be made available to us is not being made available to us, because the name of the game on this planet is all about control. And through the technology of the iPad, your iPhone, your computers, your television, everything is spying on you. Every telephone conversation, every email, everything that you communicate is being collated. And of course, it's all, you've always been spied on, but now they have the use of computer programs to collate the information. So the bottom line is, really, you know, there really aren't any secrets out there anymore. As I understand it, everybody on the planet's sort of like a is got a file, and basically everything that you say or do is recorded. So that's the situation. And when I'm looking at things like political elections and things, to me, that all the division in America, the COVID, the economic condition that's will soon be unraveling, clearly they want to move to a non-nation system in the next decade, where we're basically a one-world government, as well as moving us into a digital currency. So that's where things are headed, as I see it. And I'd like to, you know, mention that a couple of things I think people can do with respect that's very positive with respect to all that is that to place a positive spin on the whole situation, because there are no outer circumstances that come with built-in meanings. So it's very possible for you to have a positive experience from all this, and maybe you'll have the most super positive experience of them all by being part of that ascension process. And according to the Pleiadians, all the rest of this stuff is basically distraction. And if you'll notice, at what point in time all these distractions are happening is at a very critical time. In fact, I think the next 3 or 4 months before the end of the year, it's very, very important for people to not get lost in all the garbage that's going on and the chaos, or let any of the awareness of what's happening on the planet disturb your peace of mind, throw yourself into what you want to call emotional swings from high to low, mood swings, let you lose your peace, getting lost in this stuff, and for certain not to get lost in fear. As I understand it, this the COVID is a very intelligent AI nanobot frequency that definitely targets fear. And a replica of fear is also people with compromised immune systems. And compromised immune systems, basically, if you think about it, when you're in fear, your immune system shuts down and you are in a fight or flight scenario. So all your energy is to your extremities, and not, you know, your body's not so concerned with the daily care of the body. So the bottom line is that being in fear or having a weak immune system are compatible. They're a similar frequency. And as well, you can't experience anything in 3D unless you're a frequency match for that circumstance. So clearly, the idea here is boosting your immune system and raising consciousness and raising your own personal frequency are key to the whole situation of COVID being irrelevant for you. And as I see it, much of the there's not a single footprint in terms of how exactly the COVID is spread. It is spread, in my opinion, in multiple ways, but you can think of it more as a frequency than what most people are thinking of as a virus. And clearly, a face mask or any kind of social distancing is totally, in my opinion, irrelevant to whether or not you contract this And it's for the most part, I don't personally even think they're even testing for. They don't even know what they're testing for. Some antibodies, I guess. None of these tests are valid or accurate. To me, the whole thing is just ridiculous from that perspective. Not that there isn't a real issue here to be dealt with. But clearly it's part of the AI takeover. It's an AI nanobot frequency that is part of the strategy for the total control of the human species. And I'd like to state that I would hope that people who have been longtime listeners of ET Yoga would realize that I try to give cutting-edge information on this program that you don't hear other places. In fact, right now, I would appreciate knowing about other people who are talking about the 0808 Stargate or portal that's been opened. So if you have information from other sources that are talking about this, please email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. I'd be much interested in what they're saying. I might add that ET Yoga was one of the first programs that specifically talked about how to get off the reincarnation cycle after death, as one particular idea. A lot of people aren't even familiar or even accept the fact of reincarnation, even though reincarnation was part of even early Christian doctrines up until about the 3rd century or so. And then in the Treaty of Nicaea, I believe, is where it was actually removed and became a heresy. ET Yoga was probably one of the first to also talk about the rollout of 5G. And by the way, that's going along smoothly. Nobody's talking about it. It's not even a controversial issue in this country, even though 26,000 scientists have pleaded to the United Nations to stop the halt of this because of its damaging effects on the environment, humans, and animals. And we also know that excessive radiation is also a source for creating a virus. So you can actually, the effects of 5G, the human body actually develops a virus of its own to eliminate excess toxicity from the body, such as radiation. So in point of fact, in my opinion, viruses don't spread from person to person. They're a condition that's created through the frequency of excess toxicity. And I was also, ET Yoga is one of the first to announce that that this coronavirus is a nanobot AI infection. So unlike what you're hearing from mainstream media, that this is some sort of virus. ET Yoga is also one of the first to announce back in 2008 that the cause of disease and the true root cause of disease is available still at etyoga.com, and there's a free download there with no strings attached, and that all disease is connected to emotional issues, and they show up in your auric field first before they show up in your physical body. I was also one of the first to announce how to heal disease. And since that time, and there's been two particular scientists and doctors that have actually supported those ideas that I first presented back in 2007. One of those is Greg Braden, who showed through his video, and it's at YouTube. It's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And he goes through the detail of not only how that's done, but it's even documented with a video where a woman goes to the Qigong Center in Beijing, China, and three practitioners made her inoperable tumor dissolve in 3 minutes, and thus proving the concept. And then further to that, Dr. Bruce Lipton has now has a two-hour video out. It's called The Biology of Belief, which breaks down specifically how we manifest dis-ease in the body. And it's all related to belief and emotion. Iti Yoga was also one of the first to announce the power of the Andara crystals, and that's A-N-D-A-R-A, which come from monatomic fields. And by the way, I highly recommend that you get an Andara crystal because it resonates with 5D energy, and thus is something that would be very helpful in terms of integrating with the current 0808 Lionsgate portal, which is fifth dimensional energy. And also on this program, I also presented the specific methods to be involved with making your own philosopher's stone. And I'm not going into detail on that tonight because it's quite a lengthy process. I'd like to also state that on this program, unlike, any other program I ever heard, the concept that this universe flashes in and out of existence was presented years ago and confirmed by Pleiadians that thought actually exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. So what that really means in point of fact is that it flashes so quickly that the eye can't pick up on it a few thousand times per second. But in point of fact, about half the time, your physical body doesn't even exist in third dimension, which is also proves that the healing takes place and everything else at the auric level. I was also one of the first, and for years have been recommending that people distance themselves from mainstream medical and big pharma. And I was also one of the first to identify the negative alien presence ruling this planet in the Alpha Draconians, and thus it's consistent with the information I brought forth at the beginning of this program. And I might also add that I haven't heard anywhere else but people exposing Bashar for the fact that after about 25 years of giving a lot of really good information, he comes out with that his home planet is surrounded by three supercomputers. I think their names are Epsilon, Epiphany, and Enigma. And that in point of fact, he's supportive of the AI takeover of this planet. I was also one of those that brought to the attention of the public our extraterrestrial heritage, going back to Lyra and the Lyra constellation and the Vega star system, and as well was consistent with Brad Johnson, who channels Adranus in bringing to light information concerning Oumuamua. Oumuamua being a satellite, it's an object that is actually a craft, but was sent from Lyra to here with six examples of species that came from the Lyra region, who are actually our brothers and sisters. This particular, and according to the information by Adranas, that particular craft was boarded through people involved with the secret space program. And whether or not that will ever be presented to mankind is unknown at this time. I'm also one of the first to discuss the concept of the extraterrestrial star base that was discovered in Buceg, Romania. That's B-U-C-E-G-I, Buceg, Romania. And in that particular find, there's a holographic history of the Earth going back 50,000 years. That was discovered, I believe, back in 2003. And since that information has been suppressed except through the books. Three of them I have read. One's called The Transylvania Sunrise, one's called Transylvania Moonrise, and the other is called The Secret Parchment. And apparently there are three more books that are now out about that subject. And definitely maybe the most spectacular find in history, probably right up there with the Dead Sea Scrolls. So I would highly recommend that you could research that, because there's some really interesting information on the Internet about the Buceg find, which is under the rock Sphinx in Buceg, Romania. Also, on ET Yoga, in conjunction with the information, again, from Adranas, who is from Sirius, I got into the only logical explanations that I've been able to come across related to the Mandela effect. So I highly recommend that you you could check out Adranas, A-D-R-O-N-I-S, on YouTube and look under specifically Mandela effect, because it is an amalgamation of timelines. And to me, part of the ascension process, because first there was an amalgamation of timelines, and what's going to be coming up in the near future, when exact, I don't know, but there will be a split of the timelines, one leading to 5D Earth. And 5D Earth's already there. It's ready. The portal's now open. Through the Lionsgate portal. So to me, this is the most important thing to be focused on, and the rest, as far as I can see, is basically it is distraction. And clearly there's a lot of distraction, and one of the places that you don't want to be caught is in the frequency of fear. Definitely incompatible with existence in 5D. In relation to the 5D, I'd also highly recommend getting involved with letting go of the past. This was also suggested by the late Dolores Cannon, who said the two best things that people could do related to the ascension process was to let go of the past and to let go of fear. And in relation to that letting go of the past, if you realize that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, your definitions that create your version of reality and what you experience in 3D, then you can appreciate that those old grudges that you used to have, you were co-creators of them. It makes it a lot easier to let go of the past. And definitely using the concept of forgiveness is also a very effective tool. And in point of fact, it's not so much that you're doing the other people that maybe have done you wrong by forgiving them, but what it also does is frees you of your own victimhood and the baggage of holding on to that energy. Because it's complaint and blame and justification are signposts of victimhood mentality. And these are definitely things that you want to do your own inner work on. So as well as connecting with these 5D energies through an Andara crystal, through meditation, through doing the Solara on Ra activations. There are apparently going to be weekly messages and techniques given through that particular source. Or if you happen to be a Patricia Cota Robles follower, maybe you could find out more information in that line if you're so inclined, or whatever other sources are talking about the transition of a higher level of humanity existing in 5D. And certainly in the 5D, thoughts become manifest almost instantaneously. I should also point out that the whole concept of keeping in good health is also paramount, especially concerning these toxic times, and highly recommend that people look into getting a detox once a year, like a liver, kidney, colon, even a brain detox. I highly recommend Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. He has five-day programs for liver and kidney, and they're actually recommended by ETs, which is kind of interesting. And if you're looking for a foundation of health, the foundation of health in terms of boosting your own immune system, I would try to avoid GMO'd foods, avoid the fluoridated water. You want to drink water that's pure. The calcium or the fluoride in the regular drinking water calcifies the pineal gland. I would also recommend oxygenation, getting out of nature as much as possible, or doing yoga pranayams, breathing exercises. Exercise is huge. Maybe even helps a lot of the yogis talk about it being maybe 60% of your immune system could be, is boosted through regular exercise. Eating a vegetarian and working towards a vegan diet, extremely important. Trying to eliminate stress as much as possible, and I know that's a challenge in these times. And also a thorough detoxification. These are the foundations of building excellent health, and I would also throw in getting plenty of sunlight. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and success in the ascension process. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the thought of I in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And you can do that once or five times, whatever feels comfortable. But the main thing is get to the highest place that you can get to and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.